Yeah, with Saffold, it was just an oblique with him, so he's good to go and checked out okay. And then with Mark Barron, you know, the Achilles, it kind of came out of nowhere where he woke up, he was sore, and then we went and worked him out before the game, and it was just one of those deals where he wasn't able to go. And with him, you know, it's going to be kind of day-to-day, Gary. I think when you just look at this week with our overall approach, you know, haven't finalized it yet, but I do think you know, when you talk to a lot of different people, you talk to our coaching staff, you talk to, you know, Reggie and Ted, who we've relied on all year, being locked into that third or fourth seed, you know, every single game is important, but I think it will provide an opportunity for us to potentially get some guys healthier, rest them, give some other guys a chance to step up. How that affects the guys that are healthy that we want to be smart with is going to be determined as the week progresses, but it is one of those deals where I think you might see us rest some guys and use this week where you don't ever take anything for granted, but knowing that you do have a home playoff game regardless of how things play out, this might provide an opportunity for us to get some guys healthy. Unless it's, you know, one of those games where you had to play to go win the division this week. So that's a luxury that we want to try to take advantage of. And everything that we do is what we think is best for our football team. And while we do want to, you know, give ourselves a chance to go compete to win this football game against a tough 49ers team that's rolling, we also know that we have a chance to play for, you know, a championship and get into the playoffs. And that's something that we're also very, very mindful of as well.
I know typically you don't want to get into hypotheticals, but if you decided to rest, for example, Andrew Whitworth mm-hmm. in this final game, does that mean you wouldn't start Jarrett or play Todd, or how
yeah, will that work? That would be the approach potentially that we would take. That's something that we've definitely discussed. But I think when you do have the opportunity, the thing that is unique about it, though, different than the preseason, you still got 53 guys on your active roster. How do you get to those 46? Now, fortunately for us, we are fairly healthy. But how we determine as far as getting to that 46, and then if you do go with a Whitworth and a Sullivan, then how does that affect a Jarrett and a Todd? But those things are all definitely connected, and those will be things that you know, we're going to continue to discuss as the week progresses. But the most important thing is for those guys that are banged up right now, you know, the Alec Ogletrees, the Mark Barons, that's where you feel pretty good about, you know, maybe saying, all right, these are guys that are definite candidates to rest them and get them as healthy as possible for that first playoff game.
And then, any update on Matt Longacre? What's happening with him?
Yeah, Matt's a guy that, you know, he is so tough, very similar to Greg, where he's fighting through a back injury. And unfortunately, Matt's going to be a guy that we are going to end up placing on IR, and he's going to have surgery on that back as well. And, you know, can't say enough about just the contributions that Matt has made for us. You look at the production, you look at the way that he competes down in and down out, both from a run game standpoint and just what he's been able to provide as a rusher, and his toughness, just what he's worked through. You know, you watch the way that he was trying to gut that out at the end, the way he's walking around the locker room, and he wants to do everything in his power to continue to compete. And it's almost one of those deals where you have to make the decision for him. But he's such a tough competitor, and unfortunate that we're not going to have him because of what he's meant to our team.
When you looked at the missed extra point by Sam and the missed field goal, was it anything jump out? Is he, you still have as much confidence in him?
Yeah, you know, I think there was some conditions where, I mean, you're talking about a couple inches one way or the other, and that field goal is going to be good. And, you know, those things do happen in the NFL. But I think what we talked about right after the game is really the response, which was encouraging. And I think when you have such a small sample size, there was a reason why we signed him, because he had a great workout. You know, his resume, kind of going back to what he's done in college, is something that we felt good about. And we're going to continue to give him an opportunity. And we believe in Sam. And like we said, we love the way that he responded, and I think this week will provide a great chance for him to continue to do some things for our team, and we're going to move forward with confidence with him.
So in your eyes, there's really little difference between a third seed and a four seed?
You know, I think really what we've discussed is when you really take into consideration that there's four potential teams that we could play. All of them are very, very good football teams, and however it plays out, you're going to be on the road the following week. When you look at getting guys healthy, knowing that you are going to be able to play a home playoff game, and then you think about kind of the risk reward, we feel like that's probably going to be the best decision, is to rest some of those guys for our team. Make no mistake about it, we're going to, you know, the guys that we are going to go forward with, we're going to do everything in our power to compete to go win a football game. But everything we do, like we've said, is intentional. I think that's served us well up to this point. You don't take anything away for what this game means to us this coming week. But when you say, knowing that you do have the opportunity to play that home playoff game the following week, and is it a 3, is it a 4, how does that really alter and affect compared to some of the things that could potentially occur, that's more than likely the approach that we're going to take.
So I know it's early in the week, but as somebody who knows quarterbacks, you know, what have been your initial impressions of Jimmy Garoppolo and what they've done over the last month?
Yeah, really impressed. You know, we've had a chance to cross over, even just looking at when you're watching getting ready for the Titans last week, what he was able to do. There's a lot of different things schematically that I have a whole lot of respect for Kyle and the way that he puts his quarterbacks in good situations. But you talk about a natural throw of the football, keeping his eyes downfield. He's able to create off schedule. He's got a really twitchy release where he can kind of speed it up at the top and change his arm angle. You look at the way that he's able to get the screens off. You look at the way, even just in that Jacksonville game where he's got some rush and keeps his eyes down the field and delivers some throws. I've been extremely impressed. You know, you look at the movement game that they use where you're kind of changing the launch point, and he's a very athletic quarterback that I think you see demonstrated since he's really been playing for them. So I think Kyle's done such a great job over the course of his career of putting quarterbacks in good spots. I think that's why you see guys have such good production. But the talent that this guy has can't be denied, and I think he's raising the level of play with his teammates around him. Guys believe in him. They have a lot of confidence, and I think that's displayed by their results, but also the way you see things show up on the tape that, you know, this is a very good offense.
So they've had a month that maybe you could compare with what you guys have done over a season, just this quick kind of turnaround. Is there any parallels or comparisons that you've seen that they've done over the last month that you guys have done, you know, over the last X amount of months?
Well, you know, I think when you just look at what they've been able to do, they've had some injuries and some different things where you find out a lot about people when you go through some adversity and their ability to respond. And, you know, we always are something that we're proud of is the mental toughness that we feel like our team's displayed when we face a little bit of adversity. And I certainly think that Kyle probably feels the same. Didn't start out the way that you'd like. They're playing a lot of games that, you know, one play here or there. I mean, you look at when we played them earlier in the year, a couple plays make the difference in winning and losing that. And they were like that for a handful of weeks that unfortunately the ball just didn't really bounce their way. But to see them play the way that they are of late, where you're looking at, you know, winning as many games as they have and in the fashion, very impressive. I think it says a lot about their team. They've got a lot of momentum right now and they're playing, you know, as well as anybody.
Sean, if you do go that route where you're not playing those significant guys, would you approach it like the preseason where maybe they play a series or two and come out, or would they just not play?
You know, because of the numbers, there's a couple guys that you probably say won't play at all, but just because, you know, you've got to have special teams, you've got to be able to, you know, get through the game with 46. There's always going to be a strategic approach. So guys that if you're up, you know, they're going to anticipate being ready to play and do some different things, but they'll be clearly communicated with. I think it's important in this league to make sure that they have the mindset and mentality that they're getting ready to play a game. And then, you know, however we decide to substitute and get guys out whenever we feel necessary is something that we'll do. But I think the players have done such a great job of knowing exactly what our approach and what our preparation and what our plan going into games is. We talk about that communication. And we'll definitely make sure that our players are very clear on what that approach is and how that will affect them individually, but most importantly, the team.
And then, I mean, you guys have been, and Todd especially has been so dynamic the last few games offensively. Are you concerned at all in terms of just rhythm, taking these guys out to protect them, but, you know, losing on the end in terms of them not continuing to be able to do what they've been doing?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's something that you always want to be mindful of. I think when you just look at, for our team specifically, the bye probably provides the closest thing, and I love the way that our team came off the bye. I thought it was probably, you know, just when you talk about the timing and rhythm from an offensive standpoint, I thought it was one of our more productive games where we're hitting deep balls, we're able to run the football, have a nice little bit of balance, guys are making plays, and I think we've got the right types of guys that can handle that the right way and understand how we need to practice and what we need to do in the meantime if it is a situation where they're not going to play this coming week. But it is something that you do think about. But really, at the end of the day, you make the decision, you know, do you feel like that's what's best for our football team? And, you know, if one of those guys were to get hurt in a game that, you know you're already locked into that third or fourth seed, is that something that you're comfortable with? Because you can't go out there afraid to get hurt when you know, you look at what a physical game this is. And I think any time that you try to temper yourself, you almost leave yourself more susceptible to being injured. So we've got to do a good job of being smart with those decisions. And they're always going to be about what we think is best. You know, sometimes it, you know, there's a lot of different ways that you can approach it. But what we do is we use all the resources in our building to make decisions that we think are best. And that's both, you know, included when you discuss it with the players as well.
Sean, since week one, it's been this journey to get to the playoffs. Can you express what it feels like as you prepare now, knowing only six teams in the NFC make it? You're one of the six.
I think it's a great testament to our players and to our coaching staff to give yourself a chance to go compete for a championship. And, you know, to start out the year, you know, the first way that you know you can ensure yourself a home playoff spot and a chance to compete for a world championship is by winning your division. And we have a lot of respect for the other three teams in our division and the success that they've had. But I think our players and our coaches have done a great job of just that one game at a time mindset mentality. And then you really look at it these last 2 weeks when we had to have some tough road wins against great opponents that are you know, competing to try to stay, you know, alive in the tournament as well. It's really given us an opportunity to see a lot of good things from different people on our team. And you watch the way that they've been able to kind of rise to the challenge. And I think it's been a great testament to our team. And especially when you look at it the other day, some of the adversity that we faced, whether it be them scoring a defensive touchdown, missing a fake punt, missing an extra point, a field goal. There was a lot of different things that occur that mentally tough teams don't find a way to respond from that. And I think, you know, when you look at how good of a team the Tennessee Titans are, for us to be able to come away with a tough road win in spite of some of those things that occurred says a lot about the character of our football team. And we're excited about that. But we know that, you know, there's a long way to go. This week will entail trying to take steps to make sure that we put ourselves in a position to have a good performance against the 49ers. But also, you do have a vision on making sure that we're as ready as possible for that wild card playoff game.
Just how was on the film? How did Todd's performance, you know, compare it to what you saw with your eyes and once you saw the film?
I checked the film. It looked pretty good on the film too. he's a special back, and you know, to see a guy, you know, just he's been playing his best these last couple weeks, and he's got such a great energy and ability to contribute in a variety of ways. But, you know, when you specifically look at the screen, I thought that was such a big play, because that's after they take the lead on the defensive touchdown. We come back, we have a negative 1 yard run on the first play of the drive, and you're thinking, man, this is really important for us to respond. And then Jared does a nice job kind of drifting away on the screen, and Todd sets it up perfectly. John Sullivan gets two people at the point of attack, and then you just look at the speed for a player of his size and ability to finish. And you look at Adoree Jackson. I mean, this is a track star chasing him. So he's a special player. And then you just look at what he's done in the screen game. You look at what he did. You know, he's making catches behind him. I mean, 150-plus receiving yards, over 100 against, you know, the third-best rushing defense in the league. That's both yards per carry and yards per game. He was as advertised. It felt like it was a big-time performance, and then the tape definitely showed the same thing. So he's been great these last couple weeks. What he's meant to our football team and to our offense specifically with that production, you know, I think, you know, being your best when your best is required. We said it after the game, and that's exactly what Todd's been.